In the brutal podcast system, any jackass with a microphone and internet connection can pose as an expert on any topic under the sun. Fortunately, however, there exist a humble duo of said jackasses who at least aspire to minimize the effects of the current egregious level of aforementioned fake-ass horseshit and those who perpetrate it. This duo attempts this very noble task by allowing you, the listener, to have total unimpeded access to the real minutia of their pathetic everyday lives. This two-member task force is known deep within the podcast world as Zero Front. These are their stories.
Welcome into another edition of Zero Front. Hope everyone's having a good holidays. This is episode 3 of season 3. Sorry it's been a minute since the last episode. I've had some things going on. Life gets in the way. Got some other things that are going on. So, you know, didn't really want to do an episode until I was fully prepared, but now's the time. Today is January 7, 2026. So it's the first show of 2026. I started this show in November of 2022. Had a co-host, Joe, but he's no longer with the show. Done about 60 episodes together. And then I've been on my own for about probably like, this is probably like the sixth episode I've been on my own. So still trying to find my footing with the show you know, figure out what exactly I want the show to be. I do think I'm going to try to get some guests on the show. I'm in contact with some people. I'm going to try to, you know, have some episodes where it's just an interview. So I'm going to try to work on that, but I'm happy to be back. There's a lot going on in the world. Apparently the U.S. just invaded Venezuela, which is kind of interesting. I don't know if you could call it an invasion, because there's some people in crypto who bet on the U.S. invading Venezuela by the end of January, and they thought they won a lot of money. But then Polymarket, one of the betting platforms, claimed it wasn't actually an invasion, so the people didn't get their money. So those people are kind of mad. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on in the world. Obviously, the stuff that's going on in Minnesota with the Somalians scamming people with fake daycares. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about some sports, talk about the NFL playoffs, see what's going on with that, who I think is going to do well, who I want to be in the Super Bowl, because obviously I'm an Eagles fan. A couple of seasons ago, I announced on the show that I became an Eagles fan. I was a Cowboys fan for my whole life, and then I switched to the Eagles for various reasons, which you could hear on that episode I did. But yeah, there's a lot of things going on. So let's get into it. I'm going to do some song lyrics today too, so I'll get into that. There's some movie reviews. I've seen a lot of movies. I have the AMC A-list subscription, so I see a lot of movies. I'm only going to highlight like 3 movies that I highly recommend that are really good. Then I'm going to talk about a couple TV shows that I'm watching, a couple things that are going on in the news and social media. I mean, this is a lot going on. But just got a new iPhone finally. I had the 13 Pro for a couple of years, but it stopped charging. It only charged wirelessly. And I don't think it was because there was like lint or anything dirty in the charging port, because I tried to like clean it out. It didn't do anything. So I finally upgraded. I got a 17 Pro, pretty happy with it so far. The battery life is very good. I recommend it. It's honestly like this, they have iOS 26 out, so it's got some new features. But overall it's not that much different than the 13 Pro. It's just faster, and it has these new features, I guess. And there's new, if you have sports on your phone, if you're tracking sports games, it'll put the sports score on the top of the phone. Then it has, if you're playing on music on Spotify or Apple Music or something, it has like the music, you know, the background of, the cover of the album, and it has the music. I don't know. It has some different features like that. I don't want to get too lost in the mud here talking about the iPhone Pro, but I do recommend the 17 Pro is a solid. I got a case for it. It's a pretty good case off Amazon. The case in the store will probably be like $60 for the similar case that I got. It's a MagSafe case. But get it off Amazon for like $20. Then I got a wallet case. It's like a magnetic wallet, so I can put my license and credit cards in. So I don't really have to carry my wallet anywhere. So yeah, I'm happy with it so far, but obviously I'm talking about my iPhone the whole episode. I'm gonna comment on some things. The price of haircuts actually is absolutely insane, I think. A couple of years ago, I was paying for my haircut maybe like $36 for my haircut. It cost $30, and then I tipped 20%, which is like $6. So I was paying like $36 for a haircut. Now I'm paying $48 for a haircut because it's $40 for the haircut and then $8 for tip. And just crazy how, I don't know if it's inflation or people are just getting, this, they just want to charge people more for stuff. But I'm very happy with the person who cuts my hair. The guy does a great job. But it's one of those things where just prices are going way up. And obviously the iPhone 17 Pro is very expensive too. The price of everything seems to be up, I guess it's like the economy. Like they say, another thing I want to talk about is when people say they say or they said this or they're saying this, people always say like, who's they? Who's they? I think it's just a figure of speech. You just say, they said that. It's not like some conspiracy where they're doing this or they're doing that. It's a figure of speech. So I've had people when I'm talking to, and they're like, who's they? And like, well, I'm just talking about like the general consensus and the news and different sources. That's who they is. But yeah, I guess I'll get into it, some things that are going on. I think Netflix bought HBO apparently, so hopefully the quality of the shows don't go down on HBO because that's like the best streaming platform. I'm really hoping that the quality stays the same or better because Netflix is just churning out show after show, and they're building studios in New Jersey apparently. I'm currently living in New Jersey, so they're expanding and they're moving. It's not just the West Coast thing anymore. I mean, a lot of these places are they're going places where they get tax breaks and things like that. But they bought HBO and they also acquired who did they acquire? Warner Brothers, which actually makes me kind of nervous because I go to the movies a lot and I'm hoping that they're still gonna have a lot of movies in the theaters and it's still gonna be high quality. I was hoping that Paramount could outbid Netflix for Warner Brothers, but they didn't, I don't think. So Netflix owns HBO and they own Warner Brothers now. They keep expanding, but hopefully the quality stays good. I mean, I watched a couple of good shows in HBO this season, called Task, about an FBI agent who's chasing some criminals. And one of the guys in the show, the stars of the show, is this guy named Tom Pelfrey. He played the bipolar brother in a show called Ozark on Netflix. He's actually from Howell, New Jersey, which is like right near where I grew up. I grew up in Howell Freehold area, mainly Freehold Township. But Tom Pelfrey is a local guy and he's made it big. And he was actually just in the Jimmy Fallon show. So that's pretty cool. But I highly recommend the show Task. It's great. And then The Chair Company is a great show too. It's about like a conspiracy. This guy gets a promotion at his job. He's at like this big meeting, this big event, and the chair breaks and he gets embarrassed. Then he starts investigating the chair company and all bunch of shenanigans happens. There's like a conspiracy with the chair company, the people who make the chairs. It's just a funny, goofy show, but it's very good. And they both got renewed for season two, but. Hopefully Netflix doesn't fuck up the HBO shows. And also they're able to still make a lot of movies that are in the theaters. I saw something that the movies might be only in theaters for like 17 days, which is kind of disappointing. They're not going to give the movies a lot of run the theaters. I'm so happy they'll be in the theaters. I never want movie theaters to be away to go away. I think everybody should go to the movies at least once, every couple months. So at least I think 3 or 4 times a year is good for people to go to the movies. People like me, I go all the time. I have AMC A-list, so I can go 4 times a week if I want. I still think it's an experience, it's an escape. Get out of your house. Everyone says, oh, it's easier if I have it on streaming, I'm right in my living room. No, it's get out of your house, go somewhere. It's not like you're, and a lot of times there's reclining seats, it's comfortable. They're leather reclining seats, so you won't spread bed bugs and stuff because it can't get into the leather, I think. Sometimes there's people who do ruin the experience by talking, but that's really far and few between, depending on where you live, I guess. It happens more, like, I guess, in cities and different things like that. But I highly recommend going to the movies. It's a big screen, good sound. It's an escape. You're supporting the movie business. You're keeping it in a business. It's like people don't go to the malls anymore. A lot of malls are going out of business. It's still good to get out of the house and keep these businesses and, do something. Don't just stay in the house and stay on your phones just because you can, because it's convenient. We want to keep the economy going. We want to keep social lives active and everyone's staring at their screens and being lost in screen time and phones and tablets. It's like, go out and talk to people, go out and do stuff, go out and shop in person. Let's try to keep the old things alive. It's the way it should be. Yeah, man. Sorry for calling everyone man. Just a figure of speech. I say man a lot. I say a lot. But it's one of those things. So yeah, I'm happy that Howard Stern is returning. People thought that he was done. There's all these rumors saying Howard Stern was done. I listen to every show. I'm still a loyal listener. I mean, obviously the show has gone downhill since they're not in the studio anymore, and he doesn't interview guests in person, so it's taken a hit on quality. But I don't want to badmouth the show because I love the show and I'd rather have the show than not have the show. But the quality has gone down, and he's only doing two shows a week instead of three shows a week. But I'm still happy to have him around. I highly recommend people listen. But I wish he would do the news more, and I wish he would talk about more serious topics and do. The show could be a lot better, but I'm happy it's around, and I love Howard Stern. He's one of my heroes, so happy he's back. Happy Jimmy Kimmel signed on for another year, so that show's on till I think at least mid 2027, apparently. I like late night TV. I watch a lot of late night TV. I do agree it's gotten too political, and Jimmy Fallon's like the only one that doesn't do that much politics. Still mixes in politics, but it's not a news show. It's like funny and comedy, whereas a lot of these late night shows. Colbert, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel. It's become like a news show. It's not really like true late night TV. Yes, they have the guest on, and that's the late night TV portion. They have the guest on, they interview the celebrities. That's cool. But the opening monologue is basically just like a news show. Like, it's not really as funny as it was. It's like, oh, I'm just listening to the news, basically. It's like, okay, this is like, I'm just watching the news, basically. It's like attacking certain sides. And I want to hear more comedy. I want to hear more lighthearted jokes. So that's like my only gripe with late night TV. It's become more of just like reporting the news with a little bit of comedy mixed in, but it's really just like attacking people. I wish it was more just like lighthearted jokes. But yeah. So yeah, like a lot of things are going on in the world, like I talked about. Well, I said I was going to talk about. U.S. has invaded Venezuela. I think they're doing it basically. They're saying because that guy Nicolas Maduro, he's a dictator. People aren't happy with him. He's involved in the drug trade and he's killed political enemies. And but honestly, I think the true reason is oil. There's a lot of oil there. There's a lot of resources. I think that's the main reason. If I'm being honest. It's one of those things where now we just, we're now we invaded Venezuela. Now we're involved in that. You know what I mean? I think we have to focus on things in our own country first and make this country a better place. But I guess, you got to focus on the world stage and how long-term planning, because there's a scene in Jack Ryan. It's going the show Jack Ryan at Amazon, starring John Krasinski, who was in The Office, one of the best shows ever, The Office. Highly recommend it. Basically, the scene in the show, he's talking to like a class or something like that. He's talking about Venezuela, how they're like one of like the main resources in the world, and people have to focus on Venezuela. So it's interesting. If you find that clip on social media, type in like Venezuela Jack Ryan clip on Google, you could probably find the clip. And then Somalia, this guy Nick Shirley, he's a hell of a reporter. He's just like people think he's like a plant or he's a CIA operative or he works for Israel or. He's working for the government or the FBI or the CIA, but he's a good reporter and he goes into dangerous areas and he gets the truth about what's going on. People say, oh, he's too Republican. He just goes in and asks questions. And just because you're asking questions doesn't make you, necessarily a Republican or not. You're not trying to just, troll people. But I've watched a lot of his videos and he keeps a straight face and he goes in and asks questions. I had known about him before this whole Somalia thing happened, but apparently, like, there's been people have been investigating this and people, alerted him to what was going on, and he went and reported on it. And apparently, there's a lot of daycares in Somalia collecting billions of dollars per year, and there's actually no kids at the daycares. And one of the places was even called Quality. It's supposed to be called Quality Learning Center, but they spelled the word learning wrong. They spelled Learing, Learing Center. So Quality Learning Center. They couldn't even get the sign right. And when he went to like investigate and interview these people and ask where the kids are, they couldn't answer him. They said they did a news conference and said that the paperwork all. Someone stole the paperwork in a robbery, so they have no paperwork. And then they have like fake. Now they're panicking and they're having like people drop off kids there, and then they pick the kids up like an hour later. Like they're just going there just so the cameras see that there's kids going into the building. So there's a lot of fraud. And Tim Walz is the governor, and he's ultimately partially responsible. And it's not really a Republican Democrat thing. It's a horrible thing that they're defrauding people, and our taxpayer dollars are going to these frauds. And we're letting these people into our country, and they're committing fraud and stealing the taxpayers' dollars and not working and not contributing to the economy. So I think it's just an interesting story, and I'm disappointed that a lot of news outlets have not been reporting on it. And instead, they're investigating Nick Shirley and trying to go after him instead of actually investigating what the real story is, the fraud. And I understand there's fraud all over the place, and Donald Trump has, he's giving clemency, or what's the word? He's pardoned a lot of people who have committed fraud, and that's horrible. He just If you support Donald Trump, and you apparently you could get pardoned for serious crimes. I don't agree with that. So that also needs to be investigated too, the people who Donald Trump has pardoned. But I don't want to get too political, but it's one of those things where there's a story uncovered in Minnesota with the Somalis defrauding and creating fake daycare centers, and I'm happy it's coming to light, and hopefully that nobody kills Nick Shirley. Hopefully he's okay, and hopefully he can keep reporting on things. And so, and then there's another story with Somalians too, where they were antagonizing a woman who worked at a Cinnabon, and yes, she did. They got her on tape saying racist things to her. To the Somalian people, but apparently those people had been there for days and weeks antagonizing her and waiting for a reaction. So finally she lost her mind and she lost her patience and temper, and she, then there was a viral clip of her saying racist things, but the whole thing was they were antagonizing her. And you don't see that on video. There are other videos were sent where they show them antagonizing her for days. So that was good that, other people had some evidence. But you can't always believe what you see in the video. You have to see the whole thing. You got to see the context. You got to see what was leading up to it, how the person was antagonized. So, but yeah, apparently there's a lot of shenanigans going on with Somalia. I don't know. I'm not condemning Somalia as a country, but I'm just saying a couple of these recent stories involve Somalian people. So it's just some stories that are going on. And then another big story was Rob Reiner, the famous director. He was also an actor. His dad was in the film business too, so that's how he got in the film business. But he actually advanced his career on his own merits and was talented. One of his best films that he ever made was Stand By Me. And his crazy, insane son slit, I believe he slit his mother and father's throat. And he was at a Conan O'Brien party earlier tonight antagonizing people. And he was antagonizing people. He was saying crazy things, and then he went to his parents' house and he killed them. And he's in jail now. And hopefully, he goes. He can't just plead. Even if he had, I don't know what his mental capacity was. If he was on antipsychotics and medicine, maybe that can give him an easier sentence. But he still has to go. He still has to be punished for what he did. You can just say that he was like in a manic state of mind, that he wasn't thinking clearly, and his lawyer is going to say he's insane. But the thing is, he brutally stabbed his own parents. He had made a movie a couple of years ago called Being Charlie about a drug addict. He had drug problems and things like that, but it doesn't give him an excuse to violently murder somebody, especially your own parents. So that's crazy, and that's a sad story. A couple thing I saw recently too was apparently Muslims and Hasidic Jewish people don't like dogs, which really upsets me. It's like apparently like if you're walking with your dog in a Hasidic community, they'll start like antagonizing the dog and like yelling at the dog, or trying to run away from the dog. They think dogs are like horrible, and they think they're like carry germs and they're anti-religious, and like dogs are the best things ever. Dogs are the best creature, not things. Dogs are the best creatures ever, the living things. God created dogs, and dog spelled backward is God. Dogs are the best. So I'm not really sure why Hasidic Jewish people and Muslims don't like dogs, and it just it's upsetting. It's like, and I'm not trying to be anti, Semitic or religious or go, anything like that, but I'm just saying they should really think about this. They should be like, dogs are awesome. They bring a lot of joy to people's lives. They're so innocent. They're joyful. They bring joy to people, their companions, their pets, their family members. It's crazy. And it's one thing to avoid the dogs, but it's another thing to antagonize them. I was reading stories on Reddit where people were walking their dogs. They moved to a Hasidic community, and they were like yelling at the dog and bullying the dog. And, it's pretty sad. So, but, yeah, I'm going to get into, couple, I guess I'll get into the movie reviews really quick. The three best movies that I saw recently, I saw a movie called Bugonia, Bugonia or Bugonia, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, starring Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons. It's about a guy who's a conspiracy theorist, and he thinks this girl who runs a corporation is an alien, and she has like hidden intentions. So he kidnaps her and like tries to figure out if she's truly an alien. I don't want to give away the whole plot, but it's very good, very intense, very good thriller, drama type mystery, alien invasion type movie. I give that movie an 8.3. Saw another movie called The Housemaid with Sydney Stone. That movie was very, very good. It's about a girl who was in jail, then she gets a job as a housemaid. She's trying to like restart her whole life, and these rich people and all this crazy stuff starts happening. It's like, who's crazy, the wife or the husband? Crazy stuff starts happening. She's living with them, and there's like a mystery, there's a twist. I give the movie a 7.1. And then I never went to the movies at Christmas before, but some people in my family were sick this year, so I decided to go to the movies at Christmas. I saw Marty Supreme, directed by Jas Safdie, who also did Uncut Gems. The Safdie brothers are very talented. Uncut Gems was with Adam Sandler. That was a very good movie. But this movie is about it's got Timothée Chalamet, it's got Gwyneth Paltrow, it's got Kevin O'Leary, who's from Shark Tank. It's his first acting role. It's about the 1950s, about a table tennis player, and he wants to be the best player in the world, and he's working at a shoe store. It's a very hectic, dramatic type of. A lot of things happening, a lot of tension in the movie. I give it an 8.6. It's one of the best movies I saw. I highly recommend it. So Marty Supreme, Bugonia, and Housemaid. And then two shows that I'm watching that are very good are Pluribus on Apple TV. It's about alien invasion, where there's a signal coming from. The signal's been going on for millions of years, and they just discover it, where there's an alien signal, and then people get possessed, and it's almost like the end of the world, where the aliens like take over people's minds, but only 12 other people in the world don't get possessed. But the aliens are like broadcasting everything that they're doing. Like they're connected to all their thoughts, all their everything that they're doing. They know all what they're thinking, what they're doing. And those people are just like, they can't hurt them. They're not allowed to hurt them, but it's pretty scary because imagine you're one of those people and the whole world goes like pretty much possessed and insane under an alien invasion. And then you're one of 12 people who they're like reading your mind. And they're using your body and stuff, but it's on Apple TV. Vince Gilligan does it. He made Breaking Bad. It's very good. I highly recommend it. And then the show Fallout on Amazon Prime is very good. Walton Goggins is in it. It's a very good show. It's about basically at the end of the world, like there's nuclear bombs that go off, and people have to go in bunkers, and there's survivors living in the bunkers. It's based on a video game. I didn't play the video game, but it's very good. It's called Fallout. Highly recommend it. There's mutants. And there's all sorts of stuff going on. There's different clans and different factions of people. So that was good. So yeah, I mean, other stuff that's going on. Oh, just speaking about there's some crazy thing related to the show Pluribus. There's advertisements. Some people have smart fridges, and there's advertisements on some people's smart fridges, and some people who have they're prone to psychotic episodes, and they think the TV's talking to them, and they're being sent messages and stuff, and they're not thinking clearly. This lady on her smart fridge, a Samsung smart fridge, she got a message saying, "We're sorry we upset you, Carol." And her name was Carol, and she had a psychotic episode because she thought the fridge was talking to her, but it was really an advertisement for the show Pluribus. And if you watch the show Pluribus, that's kind of what the show is. They talk to her and they send her messages and stuff. But yeah. I guess I'll get into song lyrics. Song lyrics this week. Song lyrics this week are by Blue October. The song is "I Hope You're Happy." It's a self-titled 2018 album called "I Hope You're Happy," and the lyrics are as follows: "I hope you're happy. I hope you're good. I hope you get what you wish for, and you're well understood." So those lyrics really—it's a good song. It's actually—I didn't really know about the song until recently, but Blue October—they have a couple. They had a couple good songs years ago, including the song "Hate Me." But they had some more songs than I thought, and they're actually pretty decent. But this album, the song just hits me because it's like, I hope you're happy, I hope you're good, I hope you get what you wish for, and I hope you're well understood. The part that stands out to me is, I hope you're happy, I hope you get what you wish for, and I hope you're well understood. Just telling people like, I hope you're happy, I hope everyone understands you, you're not misunderstood, and I hope you're doing well. Hoping things are going good for you. So it's a positive, uplifting song. It's by Blue October. It's called "I Hope You're Happy," and those are the lyrics for the week. And I'm just some other random I'm going to get to sports last. I'm going to get into sports last. Things that are going on. Saw some dumbass put a quarter pounder in a sub dispenser at McDonald's. It's like, dude, really? It's like you're going to the McDonald's, like, just enjoy your food and be civil and don't cause trouble. But this idiot had to put a quarter pounder in a sub dispenser. So it's like, hopefully karma comes for them, because it's like, that's not even a good prank. It's like stupid. It's like, okay, then the person who's working there has to get a new sub dispenser, get the quarter pounder out, put soap in. Sanitize everything and fix, it just makes the worker's life worse. Then I saw a dumb social media influencer. Her name is Natalie Reynolds. She almost killed a lady. She coaxed a person, like a person, I think it was kind of slow adult, and she offered her $20 to jump in the water, and she jumped in the water and the lady started drowning. And instead of helping her out, she fled the scene. She's recording on her camera, laughing and like saying, "Oh my God, I think she's gonna die." And hopefully, she gets canceled. Her name is Natalie Reynolds. She almost killed a mentally ill lady or a handicapped lady. And hopefully, she doesn't. Her followers don't keep supporting her, because that's horrible. Because there's video of her laughing and fleeing the scene instead of calling the police and taking responsibility. So it's pretty terrible. Then a couple new YouTubers that I'm watching. I used to love that show To Catch a Predator with Chris Hansen. I think it was on NBC. It was one of the best shows. It's like it draws out and baits these fucking creepy sexual predators who are preying on kids. And I thought the show like just doesn't exist anymore, or you can't find it anywhere. But there's modern day versions. There's one guy, Gideon, and this other guy, Skeeter Jean. And I've been watching Skeeter Jean. It's really good. He uses people, employees, to define these sexual predators online. They get in the graphic chats, and they decide to meet them finally. Then when they go there to meet them, he approaches them with the cameras. He asks them questions. He embarrasses them. Then he gets the police involved, and he arrests these monsters. It's very entertaining. There's a ton of episodes. It's free on YouTube. Skeeter, Skeeter Jean, Jean. Very good. Highly recommend it. Like one episode, he coaxed the guy out of his house by saying he won a brand new like Rolls Royce, and the guy thought he won a new car. Then he's driving with the guy in the car, and then he's like, "Oh, by the way, we just got an alert that you've been talking to an underage girl online, trying to have sex with her." And then the guy gets all in shock, and he's all like flustered. And a lot of the guys try to run away, and they start freaking out. They try to make excuses, say they weren't going to act on it. But it's a very good show. It's very satisfying if you think that sexual predators are some of the worst people in the world. It's a very satisfying show, because they get justice. You bait them, you trap them, and then you get the police involved, and you get them in jail where they should be. They're monsters. And then a new segment that I'm going to do is called Synchronicity. So a lot of my life, I've been experiencing a lot of things called synchronicity. Carl Jung. I don't know if you put it's Jung. I don't know if it's Jung or Jung. He's one of the famous psychologists, and he created it. It's basically when your internal thoughts match your external environment. The definition is a simultaneous occurrence of events which appear significantly related but have no discernible causal connection. I experience these things all the time. It's like, I'd be thinking of something, and then all of a sudden my environment will ma matches up to my environment. And it's interesting. A lot of my friends say like I'm partially psychic. They're like, there's no way to explain it, because it happens to me at least 3 or 4 times a day, at least. And I've been keeping, I started logging it recently, so I have a whole list of the synchronicities. And a couple interesting ones are, I was making toasting bagels in a toaster, a toaster where the bagels pop up. And I was watching the show, and in the show, a phone fell down a sewer. And in the show, the guy takes a machete and pops up the phone through the sewer. It pops up. So at the same time in the show that he popped up the phone through the sewer, my bagels popped up from the toaster oven. So as an example of, I'm watching a show, something pops up from a sewer, and then my bagels pop up simultaneously. So it's a perfect example of synchronicity, where the environment matches up to what's going on. I happen to be watching the show, and it matches up. I don't know if it might sound crazy or not make sense, but I'm telling you, it happens all the time, every day. Another example is I'm listening to a Chris Brown song called Forever, and then I check fantasy football at the same time, and I see a player on the screen called C, the name first name C, and his last name Brown. So Chris Brown, the artist, the player's name is C Brown. So the song matches up to what I'm looking at on the screen. Another example is An announcer in an Eagles game said the word dead. At the same time, I opened Twitter and saw Charlie Kirk's name. And Charlie Kirk's obviously just got assassinated. He's dead. So I have hundreds and thousands of examples of these synchronicities. It's when your internal environment and things that are going on in your environment, your timeline match up to what's going on around you. So I'm sorry if it sounds confusing, but there are synchronicities. I'm telling you, look into it. It kind of it's proof that there's God. It's proof that the whole universe is we're all connected somehow. Those are synchronicities. I'm telling you, it's very cool. And now I'm gonna get into another YouTube account besides Skeeter Gene. I'm gonna get into. It's called New York Detective, NY Detective on YouTube. It's very good. I saw one where lottery ticket fraud. This lady taped two scratch off lottery tickets together. She thought she won $1 million. She went right to the lottery office, and obviously they show the interrogation, and they show like asking her like, "So you just got this ticket and you won $1 million?" And she does all these excuses, and she basically it's fraud. It's fraud for over $1 million, and she's going to jail for years. But she basically taped two lottery tickets together, and another one, really guy tried to cash $1 million check, a fraudulent check, and then they. They got him and they interviewed him and they interrogated him. So I love shows like that. I love when justice is served and they're true, they're horrible people are exposed, fraudsters, child molesters, etc. So Skeeter Gene and NY Detective on YouTube, I highly recommend that. Now I'm gonna get into sports. Obviously the playoffs are starting this week. There's a lot of good games. Gonna take a look at the games this week. Looks like the Rams are playing the Panthers. Packers are playing the Bears. Those are the Saturday games. And Sunday, it's the Bills versus Jaguars, 49ers versus Eagles, Chargers versus Patriots, and Monday night's the Texans versus Steelers. I think if I'm predicting it, I think the Rams beat the Panthers. I think the Bears beat the Packers. Even though a lot of people think the Packers are going to win, I think Caleb Williams is going to come through. I think they're having a good year. They might have the coach of the year. I think Jaguars Bills is interesting. I'm not sure who's going to win that. I think it's in Jacksonville. It's people are saying it's Josh Allen's time, but the Jaguars are Trevor Lawrence is playing great. The Jaguars are doing great. It's actually a 1.5 point spread. That could go either way. I guess I'll predict. I think another Buffalo Bills failure and Josh Allen goes out early again. He doesn't win the Super Bowl. I think the Jaguars win, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills win. At 49ers Eagles, obviously I'm an Eagles fan. I think it's at home. I think the Eagles should win. It's gonna be tough because Brock Purdy's good. Kittle's back. The Eagles win. I think the Eagles win that game. It's a 5.5 point spread. The Eagles are favorite. Chargers Patriots. I think the Patriots win. I think Drake May is an excellent young up and coming quarterback. The Patriots win that. Texans Steelers, I don't know. Steelers are home. Texans have an excellent defense. But I think I would actually say I like to see Aaron Rodgers make another playoff run. I want the Steelers to win, but I think the Texans are going to win because their defense is so good. So those are my predictions. The crazy part about the Texans, the Steelers getting into the playoffs. If anyone saw the game on I think it was Sunday night, Ravens Steelers. It was a crazy game. The Steelers went up and the Steelers missed an extra point, so they're only up 26 to 24. The kicker missed an extra point, so it was 26 to 24. The Ravens went down the field. They had a chance to win the game, and the kicker, a rookie kicker, I think his name is Looper, he missed the field goal wide right, so the Ravens won. But other Ra I mean the Ravens lost, the Steelers won. But people are saying like there's all these different things. Before the game, there was a priest who put holy water on the same end zone, on the same side, the same end zone that the kicker missed that field goal. The Steelers were at home. The Ravens kicker missed the field goal. So people think it was because of the holy water, but who knows? Maybe it was nerves and pressure. And people also have conspiracies that there's a magnet in the ball, which I don't think they put magnets in the ball. But and then Myles Garrett got the sack record. People are saying it's kind of a fraud sack record because there's 17 games. Because when what's his name? Who was the guy in the Giants that got the record? I can't think of his name. He's on morning shows now. He's got the big gap in his teeth. Trying to think of his name. I gotta Google this because I can't think of his name right now. What is his name? Michael Strahan. Yeah, Michael Strahan. I know exactly who he is. I watched him growing up for years. He was a great player, but he shouldn't have got the sack record. Brett Favre purposely went down and gave him the sack record. It wasn't a real sack. He shouldn't have the record, and Mark Gastineau should still have that record. And he actually approached and confronted Brett Favre and said, "You shouldn't have done that. That was horrible." And I agree, it was horrible. Brett Favre should not have given Strahan the sack record. But a similar thing happened with Myles Garrett on the Browns. Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow kind of got. It looked like it might have been a sack anyway, but he kind of went down easily, and Myles Garrett got the record. So it's kind of a similar situation. It wasn't as bad as the Favre one, but Garrett got the record, but he did it in 17 games, so it's not truly the sack record. And then the Knicks and Villanova. Obviously, I'm a huge Knicks fan. Went to Villanova, huge Villanova fan. Kevin Willard is doing a great job. I went to a game for Seton Hall. We really won. We won by a lot of points. We beat them pretty handily. I think we're 13-2. We're playing Creighton tonight. We just beat Butler by a lot on the road. Kevin Willard, new coach, who also coached Seton Hall for 13 years and coached Maryland, doing an excellent job. I think we're definitely a tournament team. I definitely will be ranked soon. So Villanova basketball is kind of back after Kyle Neptune ruined the program for a couple years. And the Knicks are doing well, but I think the Knicks are doing good. But we got to somehow figure out a way to get Giannis. Karl-Anthony Towns is just not doing that great. I don't think we can win a title with this current team. We haven't been playing as well without Josh Hart. It shows how important Josh Hart is, but somehow we got to figure out a way to get Giannis, even if we have to trade OG and Towns. Figure out a way to get Giannis in New York City. Probably win a title if we get Giannis. And then, that should be hopefully, and then we can hopefully get Dante DiVincenzo back. We also went to Villanova, so if we get DiVincenzo back, we'll have all the Villanova guys playing together. So somehow the Knicks get DiVincenzo and Giannis. Sorry if some listeners are not Knicks fans or not Villanova fans, but I'm going to speak about some of the things that I care about. But yeah, other things that are going on in sports is the NFL playoffs is the main story. Baseball season. I mean, the Mets let Pete Alonso go, which was a bad move. Baseball season starts in a couple months. NBA season's going on. NHL season's going on. Devils just lost 9-0 last night to the Islanders. It was the worst goalie performance in history, Jacob Markstrom. So that's not good. But yeah, I'm happy everyone's listening. Tell your friends about the show. Like and subscribe. Put some reviews on our Apple reviews. And I'm gonna try. It's been since October 25th, I think was the last episode. I'm gonna try to do another episode. Sooner than later, hopefully by the end of the month, get another episode out. But I'm happy everyone's listening. Thanks for listening to Zero Front. Might have a guest on soon, so I'll have an interview show. And hopefully, everyone's having a great holiday. Take care.